This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., so don't forget to set your dials. We're here every week bringing you the latest and greatest with health and wellness. Today is absolutely no exception. I have a great guest, really excited to have her on. We're going to be talking about a topic that many people like to discuss, and it's going to be about hormones, specifically how hormones affect mood, weight gain, energy, many different aspects of our life. And I think there's a lot of complexity to hormones and a lot of misunderstanding about exactly what hormones do, what their role is in our health, what their role is in these other aspects of our health, like mood and energy and weight gain, which are things that so many people are always struggling to optimize. So don't forget to tune in next week. My wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be on the show, and she'll be interviewing Deanna Minnick. Dr. Deanna Minnick, she's a PhD health expert. She is an amazing interview. She's going to be talking about phytonutrients, which are the plant nutrients that really instill a lot of the wonderful healing benefits that plants and herbs bring to us from the natural pharmacy. So I want to introduce my special guest. She's got quite a biography, so I'm going to introduce her with her bio. Dr. Holly Lucille is a nationally recognized and licensed naturopathic doctor, educator, natural products consultant, and television and radio host. She is also the author of Creating and Maintaining Balance, A Woman's Guide to Safe Natural Hormone Health. She's an acclaimed expert in the field of integrative health. Dr. Holly lectures throughout the nation on a variety of natural health topics. Her appearances include national media programs and networks, including the ever-famous Dr. Oz, The Doctors, Lifetime Television for Women, and the Hallmark Channel and Discovery Fit and Health Channel. She's on the editorial advisory board of Alternative Medicine and Natural Practitioner, and is also regularly quoted as an expert in both consumer and peer journals. In 2007, Dr. Holly was listed in Time Magazine's Alt List as one of the top 100 most influential people. In 2012, she launched her own talk show, Myth Defying, with Dr. Holly on the Vieira Living Network, and is the host of Dr. Holly Lucine's show, Mindful Medicine, on Radio MD. Dr. Holly has a private practice in Los Angeles, Healing From Within Healthcare, focusing on comprehensive naturopathic medicine and individualized care. She's the past president of the California Naturopathic Doctors Association and was awarded the SCNM Legacy Award for her contribution to the advancement and development of the field of naturopathic medicine. She graduated from Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine in Tempe, Arizona, where she received the prestigious Daphne Bladen Award for her commitment to naturopathic medicine, academic excellence, compassion, perseverance, a loving sense of humor, and a positive, supported outlook. Dr. Holly, don't you love it when people read your bios?
It makes me feel a little tired, actually.
So many accomplishments, so many achievements. But seriously, you really have accomplished a lot, and you've been a great advocate for the field and helped so many people. And our wonderful educator, really appreciate you having you being on the show with us today.
Dr. Kevin, thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure.
Yeah, you're welcome. So we're talking about hormone health, and gosh, I mean, we could talk like every show for, you know, right, 3 months just on hormonal health, but there are clearly some issues that we want to get to today. You know, I mean, you've written a book specifically about it, Creating and Maintaining Balance, A Woman's Guide to Safe Natural Hormone Health. I think I'd like to expand eventually the conversation today beyond just women's health, but certainly do you want to highlight or give an overview of the book and intro it, and then maybe we can get into some of the nitty-gritty topics?
Yeah, you know, and I feel like, boy, that book, I've had several men read it because they thought they might need to it as a support perhaps for their mother, their
sure,
spouse, their girlfriend, et cetera. But I think when I wrote that book, it was more, I think it's an equal opportunity book for both men and women, as a lot of the hormone imbalances and influences we have in our modern day are equal opportunity influencers,
yeah,
on the endocrine system in general, both men, both women, you know what I'm saying? And so when I wrote the book, it was published in 2004. I still think it's a pretty good story. And my idea of the book was like, hey, if menopause and also other normal hormonal transitions, and I want to emphasize normal there, right? So menses, puberty, ovulation, pregnancy, these normal hormonal transitions, perimenopause, so that just kind of means around menopause, they're normal and they're not supposed to be so symptomatic, because I've been seeing, and that's what got my attention when I first opened up my practice in 2001. I was like, whoa, hey, what's going on here? Uterine fibroids, ovarian cysts, infertility, and then, you know, these symptoms during menopause, perimenopause. I really wanted to understand, because at the same time, hormone replacement therapy, you know, otherwise known as HRT, was kind of reaching celebrity status, and it was on the rise. And I thought, well, these normal, if they're normal, what is there to replace?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a natural decline. There's this rhythm. There's these life cycles that we go through. I wanted to honor them and at the same time honor the fact that definitely there is a problem. And so my goal was to understand, and as you know, as an naturopathic doctor yourself, we identify and treat the cause. I wanted to identify the influencing factors, maybe help use this as an opportunity to restore function first before we talk about putting somebody on potentially dangerous synthetic medications for the rest of their lives. That's what it pretty much was about.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is. It's a really great story, and it's an important story. And hormones play such a role in so many people's lives. You know, there's this idea that we talk about or even bring up the word hormonal imbalances, you and I see it day in and day out of people almost accepting the hormonal imbalances that they deal with, because nobody's really talking about the fact that the hormonal transitions that happen naturally in our body, and for women particularly every month usually, don't have to be miserable as long as there is a sense of balance. But there's no talk in a traditional medical community about how do we balance them. It's wait until they get so bad that we use some other type of hormonal therapy to basically trick the body into some other type of hormone regulation. And I think that that's something that people, you know, need to understand. These conditions can be improved if we just think about, wow, our body was designed to go through these hormonal changes, and there's some upheaval as it happens. But generally, a balance can be struck, right?
Absolutely. And I think that you nailed it when you said to me that we could talk about it for, like, you know, every week for for a long time. Because when you're dealing with the hormone system, and I think that it's safe to just assume that we can go down all the way to the fact that it's the endocrine system. That's your hormone system. So we're talking about really glands, so hypothalamus, pituitary in your brain, then your thyroid, then the thymus, and then, you know, the pancreas, certainly our gonads, so testes, ovaries, adrenal glands, anything with a gland, they deliver these chemical messengers, and those are our hormones, that, you know, those are what the hormones are. They deliver messages to the body. And when you said we could talk about it for a long time, we could, because you know what? There's so much to talk. This is one of the most, I mean, you have to have big picture mentality when you're dealing with somebody who comes in with hormone imbalance, because I think the renowned Deepak Chopra said it best. You know, with this system, you touch one strand and the whole web trembles.
Yeah.
We can't use a sledgehammer approach to go, oh, you just need this. And, Kevin, we can't treat lab tests. You know, we've got to be able to have good clinical acumen, look at this individual, know their story, understand these influences I talked about so much in my book, estrogen dominance, these xenoestrogens in our environment, our modern-day chronic stressors that are confounded, they're multiple, they're chronic. Those all have a big, big impact in how we age and how our hormones sort of work together optimally.
Yeah, absolutely. So what I'm going to do, folks, is I'm going to keep the first segment short, because in the next segment, I really want to launch into this conversation with Dr. Holly and really get her expertise and dissect some common hormonal problems, what's going on with them, and what kind of strategies we look at to bring what I described as balance back to the hormonal system, which oftentimes help alleviate symptoms, common hormonal symptoms like PMS, menstrual menstrual irregularities, uterine fibroids, perimenopausal symptoms, menopausal symptoms. These are important things to talk about, and there are so many ways to naturally support your body's rhythm with hormones. When we come back, we're going to be getting Dr. Holly's feedback on this. Don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Pacero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Did you know at Village Green, we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more. That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I'm your host for today, Dr. Kevin Pacero. Thank you all for tuning in. I'm here on the phone with Dr. Holly Lucille. We are discussing hormonal health. Dr. Lucille, as you may have heard in the first segment, has a wonderful bio. She has written a book on hormonal health, and she's been featured expert on many of the most popular alternative medicine platforms, content platforms to date, like Dr. Oz, The Doctors, the Hallmark Channel, Discovery Channel. So we're really, really happy to have Dr. Lucille here with us today. So Holly, thanks for being on the show with us.
Kevin, my pleasure. Thanks.
Sure. So in the last segment, we were introing these kind of big picture concepts about hormones. And, you know, I love what you said, that quote from Deepak Chopra about this is a system where you touch one part of the hormonal system, you're going to touch the others. And we'll maybe talk about that a little bit later in the show, how some of these things like thyroid hormone and sex hormones and adrenal hormones, they're not just these separate systems that one, you go to the gynecologist and they just look at your sex hormone and the endocrinologist just looks at your thyroid. It's really, you have to understand the big picture and how these things work together to truly get people well. But in this segment, I want to start with some of the more common things that come up when we think hormonal. And the first place I like to start, because most of the patients that I see in my practice are women, and most of them are, you know, probably somewhere between the ages of 25 and 45. So they're all females that are still going through their normal monthly menstrual cycles. And always in every intake, I have to sit down. And even if it's a totally unrelated issue, if somebody's coming to me for irritable bowel syndrome or for musculoskeletal pain, no matter what it is, I always ask the question, tell me about your hormonal cycles. Because for women, it's a way to check in on the balance of how these hormones are doing, how their body is cycling through their hormones, and basically how it even reflects how some other systems of the body are working. And so often, Dr. Holly, I'm sure you experience the same thing. When you start asking the questions, you get a lot of feedback like, you know what? It's not so great, doc. I've got, you know, a week and a half of PMS, or I've got, you get these migraine headaches, or I get insomnia, or I get really bad breast tenderness, or I get really, moody or emotional, or my mood changes. And as we're going to talk about, some of these things are normal as the hormone shift. But, you know, I'd love, Dr. Holly, for you to give us kind of an overview of the female cycle, how it's supposed to work, and, you know, some of the things that are going wrong when it's not quite where it needs to be, and how we can help women with natural therapies bring better balance back to that hormonal cycle.
Yeah, I mean, first I was giggling to myself because when I was listening to you, I was kind of shaking my head, and then you said, "I thought you said bad breath tenderness," and I said, "Now wait a minute," and I was like, "Yes, he didn't. He said breath tenderness, and that's so true."
I may have said it, but I didn't mean that. If I did,
no, you didn't say it. I promise. It was just—it's the modern day technology connection. You can't, you know, it's not like the real thing, right? You and I being at the same place at the same time. But so, you know, one of the things that I identified mostly, you know, Brett, right? You and I both know this, identify and treat the cause. Hey, let's answer this question so we get to the root and really work from the top or from the bottom up or top down, inside out, to actually get the system optimized and get it back to working together in concert. So when we talk about a woman's cycle, you know, you think about the first half of the cycle, okay? So I remember in school having to learn this and sort of it being foreign to me, you know, all the way back in nursing school, when I was a bachelor degree nurse before I became an naturopathic doctor, you know, just kind of like going, okay, so that first half of the cycle. So that first half of the cycle is sort of, it's kind of dominated by the hormone estrogen, right? So estrogen, as a messenger, it tells cells to grow and proliferate, and that's always amazing in a couple cases. Like, It's so strong of a hormone that it is the hormone that initiates breast buds, you know, so it gets puberty all, you know, for a young lady that's getting up into the, well, I have to say, I don't even know now, because I know that puberty, and you probably have seen this as well, is happening 2 years prior than it was 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're going to talk about and discover why. So, and then also it is responsible, if you think about your cycle, that first half. So when you know, it's starting getting the uterine lining, you know, all plumped up for implantation. So that's the first half, estrogen. Okay. Now the second half, so ovulation happens, estrogen is supposed to pretty much kind of decreases, it declines. And if you think about this, progesterone takes over, all right? So it's supposed to be dominant in that second half of our cycle, and that's that 8 to 10 days prior to starting the menses, because if the ovulation happens, that egg is not fertilized, then both of those hormones go ahead, they drop to a low level, and we slough off the endometrium, and it starts all over again, right?
Mm-hmm.
So those are our two cycles, and they really, you know, as you and I have been talking about, there's tons of hormones, right? There's not just, oh, men have testosterone and, oh, women have estrogen and progesterone. There's a ton of stuff going on. But those two in particular, estrogen and progesterone, really have a dynamic interplay. And what I've been able to discover, exactly what you said, when you talk about a woman coming in with this, that, or the other thing, headaches, symptoms that you could just practice reductionistic medicine, meaning, oh, you have a headache and it's migraine related, take Petadolex, right? Petadolex is butterbur. We know that that's a good herb for migraines. No, you're great. You're right. Dr. Kevin, it's how are your hormonal cycles? Because a lot of times what's going on is estrogen dominance, not just in that first half of the cycle, but for a couple of pinpointed reasons all the way across the cycle. So think about your cells always being proliferated, you know, your blood being more viscous. Estrogen dominance across the cycle has really, I think, been a leading cause of the hormonal imbalances that you and I see in our practices every day.
Yeah, I would agree wholeheartedly. And, you know, we're going to talk about some strategies to help rebalance that interplay between estrogen and progesterone. And, you know, I mean, as a man working mostly with women, not fully understanding what it's like to go through those hormonal changes, I use as much empathy and scientific understanding as I can to get it. And I see, you know, the position that sometimes women are in discussing how they feel as their hormones shift, sometimes often, you know, acknowledging that their moods may change in a way that doesn't reflect actually how they feel or how they want to interact with the world. And, you know, what's interesting to me is that we know hormones just do so much more than help us reproduce. You know, for a woman, that hormonal shift, right, Dr. Holly, that happens right before the period when the corpus luteum dies and the progesterone and estrogen levels tank and no implantation occurs, there's nothing left to maintain the uterine lining. And so, as you said, it sloughs. And those several days prior to the start of menses, there becomes this huge hormonal void that happens in a woman's body. And what we've learned from neurochemistry and neuroscience and studying the brain is that these neurotransmitters directly affect and influence what's going on with the neurotransmitters in our brain. So from my perspective, it makes perfect sense that when these hormone levels completely tank out of nowhere within a couple days, a woman doesn't have the same amount of serotonin receptors available in her brain. And we know what happens when serotonin levels get imbalanced. We get things like anxiety and we get things like insomnia and depression and mood changes. And I think it's important for women to understand the physiology of what's happening in their body, to understand why they may feel a different way. I think it's very empowering for people to, if they can understand their body, they can understand their symptoms and it doesn't become something that's out of control. And the issue is when those symptoms become lasting 2 weeks or a week and a half, then Dr. Holly, right, we really know there's an imbalance and we can say, listen, if we can work on balancing these hormones by doing things like fixing the estrogen dominance and supporting progesterone production, you're going to find that your cycles run a lot smoother and that the influence of these hormones are going to be a lot less negatively impacting on your health. So, I mean, do you think that's a good, fair assessment?
I think that's absolutely spot on.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so let's talk about estrogen dominance. You kind of mentioned, you know, the two different roles of the hormones and how they work. You know, how do we get estrogen dominance? Why is this happening? What does that term really mean? And then what are some strategies that we can use from the natural pharmacy, whether it be there's a lot we can do with diet, with lifestyle, with herbs, with nutrients to really work on balancing this. And as you and I know, when you put this into clinical practice, it works. It really really work. So talk to us about it.
Oh, and people feel so much better, which is our at the end of the day, that is the goal. So, you know, how do we get estrogen dominance? I think there's a couple different ways. You got to think about all the, I said, the estrogens. That just means estrogens in the environment. They're very, very provocative. They're very, very strong. You think about plastics and pesticides and car exhausts and soaps and emulsifiers and household cleaning products and health and beauty aids. When I go out and lecture and I'm talking about the subject, I just kind of do a quick, hey, show of hands, how many people got their hair done this week? How many people got a pedicure? How many people use Windex? And boom, boom, boom. We just see these low-level accumulation, perhaps, because these are fat-soluble molecules, right? They can pass through our skin, accumulate over time. And just like hormones in our body, they kind of have the ability. Hormones and hormone receptor sites are lock and key. They have the ability to lock in. They're the key. The hormones are the key that lock into the receptor sites and really provoke. So if you think about provoking tissue, think about hormone-sensitive tissue like the uterus. We call it uterine fibroids, but you don't have to call it that. You could just call it an outpouching of the uterus, mm-hmm. hormone-sensitive tissue. That's what happens. Same thing with the ovaries. You can call it ovarian cysts. Hey, who cares? It's these hormonally driven tissue growing things. And of course, then we look at things like breast cancer, prostate cancer. The prostate is full of estrogen receptor sites. So, you know, we think about that environmental exposure. At the same time, we need our livers being healthy in order to, the body, believe it or not, and Kevin, I know you know this, and I'm talking to the listeners, kind of treats estrogen like a toxin. Our liver has to be functioning really, really healthfully, right? So phase one, phase two, these detoxification pathways have to be open. They have to be, and if they're not, and a lot of times alcohol use, prescription medications, poor dietary habits, you know, over time create our liver. Yeah, your liver enzymes in your blood work might be just fine. I'm not talking about damage like that. I'm talking about from a functional perspective.
Mm-hmm.
It's backed up. We can't get rid of our estrogens, whether they're from our own bodies, whether it's from hormone therapies that we're taking, even the oral contraceptive, and or whether it's from the environment. The third and last thing I want to talk about is how we kind of get estrogen dominance is you got to look at where the imbalance is, because estrogen dominance maybe doesn't mean that estrogen is sky high. It might be that it's just in relationship to that dynamic interplay with progesterone. Is progesterone low?
Yep.
Where is progesterone going? The number one thing that I've been able to identify is that our bodies are brilliant. And if you have this chronic stress type lifestyle, high catecholamine, high cortisol, stress, your adrenal glands are going to start to, this cortisol is going to lead to a deficiency state. And guess what? Progesterone has the ability to be converted from a sex steroid hormone into a stress hormone if we need it, because your body says, hey, survival first, reproduction second. It's priority, right? So if we're in survival mode, fight or flight all the time, we're losing progesterone that way. It's called a pregnenolone progesterone steal. Then we've got all this excess estrogen, and it just is the perfect storm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for explaining that. I mean, it's such an important concept for people to get that we have all of these influences of estrogen dominance, the environment, and then, yes, chronic stress and the role of the adrenals, which is back to your initial thing that you discussed before. You pluck one string, the whole web moves. You know, the adrenal hormones and stress system so intimately tied to the sex system, sex hormone system, and also, you know, we find very much tied to the thyroid system. So, and then the liver issue is so important. There's no harder working biochemical organ. Now, our heart works really hard and our brain works hard, but from a standpoint of carrying out all of the biochemical reactions in our body, nothing works harder than our liver. It does just about, you know, probably 90% of the biochemical processes that happen in our body are carried out in the liver. Everything from processing all the sugar that we eat, every last bit of food or nutrients that are absorbed in your gastrointestinal tract, before they go anywhere, they go to the liver to be processed. All of the toxins we come in contact with, that includes things that are produced in our own body, like estrogens, which, as you pointed out, our body treats as a toxin. So all the toxins that we get influence from all of the things around us. So let's start with, now that we understand kind of like the three principles, liver, environmental, and stress, let's talk about some strategies about how to support each one of those systems. That's really what it comes down to, the fundamental part of dealing with hormone balancing.
Sure. All right. So one of the things that it's kind of like a must supplement in my practice, for the women that I see at least, is something called DIM, diindole methane. Now, I know that sounds like a crazy chemical word, but it's not. It's basically a component of cruciferous vegetables, and you can find it, I know, at the Village Green. Nature's Way has it in DIM Plus. Enzymatic Therapy has it in Estro Balance with DIM. Same bioavailable formula. And it helps these estrogens, no matter if they're from our own body, from the exogenous sources, like I said, hormone therapies, birth control, or the environment. It helps our liver process those estrogens in a healthy way, where instead of provoking and being linked to invasive breast cancer, we can actually have these metabolites of these estrogens being antioxidant in nature, efficient fat burners. You know, DIM's been around in the bodybuilding world for a long time, and mostly because it increases lean muscle mass as opposed to that fat. And you know, if you've got estrogen dominance, one of the things that I see is that stubborn weight gain on the top of the thighs, perhaps, and around that middle section. I call it my estrogen reserve, and I can because I'm in menopause. So that's a really important supplement to think about.
Yeah, DIM is really a very important one. And you can also, you know, work on supporting DIM levels by eating a diet rich in cruciferous vegetables. Certainly, you know, there's other compounds that come from cruciferous vegetables, which are going to be things like broccoli and kale and Brussels sprouts. And there's a whole family of them that are really rich in these nutrients. And they have many different factors that contribute to supporting healthy liver detoxification. But DIM in particular, as you pointed out, Holly, has so many different positive influences on estrogen metabolism. And this is where we talked about your book is kind of, a equal opportunity for both sexes, because men, you know, there's a lot of good research on using diindole methane to support the prostate and prostate health. And they're even looking at it in head and neck cancers in some clinical trials, because it seems to have a very, very potent effect against sort of this overcellular proliferation that's associated with cancer. So when we come back from the break, because we have to take a break, Dr. Holly, we're sort of running out of time in the segment. Let's go back around. We can talk about other nutrients. We can continue to focus on the liver. And then I want to get into how to reduce the xenoestrogen part of it. And then, of course, talking about the stress component and really bringing the conversation around. And we can keep going with this topic. This is Dr. Kevin Pacero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. And we're going to be back right after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where GeroFormula's NeuroOptimizer comes to the rescue. NeuroOptimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. NeuroOptimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. NeuroOptimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I'm your host for today, Dr. Kevin Pacero. Don't forget to tune in next week. My co-host Dana Lake will be hosting the show with Dr. Deanna Menick, who is a phenomenal researcher. She's got a wealth of information. It's going to be a great show. I've interviewed her several times, and it's always a fantastic show. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. We're sponsored by the Village Green, which is a local health and wellness pharmacy. If you've never visited, they've been a staple in the Bethesda, D.C. community for over 40 years, offering a variety of health and wellness products, a full-service pharmacy, and a full-service compounding pharmacy that can make custom compound formulations for you. It's a really wonderful resource. The staff is amazing. It's really a great place to go for natural health and wellness guidance. So today we are talking with Dr. Holly Lucille, and we're discussing hormonal health. She is the author of Creating and Maintaining Balance, A Woman's Guide to Safe Natural Hormone Health. Dr. Holly, is that book like available on Amazon or available if people are interested?
It is available on Amazon, but you can also probably, I think, get it cheaper if you go to my website.
Okay.
It's just Dr. Holly Lucille, LUCILLE.com. And I've got a couple free ebooks up there, and I've got a couple really cheap other books just to get the word out.
Sure, great. No, well, it's a great resource. I'm sure it covers most of the topics that we're discussing today in more detail. So if you want some specific, you know, treatment recommendations and to really understand what's going on with your body from a hormonal perspective, it's going to be a much more elaborate discussion of it than what we can cover here in just an hour. So in the last segment, we identified these three main areas associated with estrogen dominance, which we, as discussed, Dr. Holly, is probably one of the primary influences that leads to most of the hormonal problems or hormonal symptoms that women deal with on a monthly basis. These might be things like migraine headaches triggered by menses, premenstrual syndrome, the classic symptoms of not bad breath tenderness, but breast tenderness. bloating, digestive discomfort, mood changes. That could be, for some women, it may be depression and easily crying. For other women, it may be more irritability. There can even be digestive discomfort. So, I mean, the classic PMS symptoms, I don't have to get into all of them. And last time we discussed kind of the liver, and Dr. Holly talked about this really incredible nutrient called diindolmethane that comes from cruciferous vegetables that you can get by eating more in your diet. But as a supplement, it works really, really well. And I agree, in my practice, I use a ton of it, just like Dr. Holly does. Is there anything else, Dr. Holly, that we want to discuss about the liver before we kind of talk about the other two influences, stress and, you know, how to limit our exposure to these very potent synthetic estrogens that come from our environment?
Yeah, I mean, I think just like hormones, you and I could talk about the liver
yeah.
a whole lot.
I know.
What do you think? I mean, and, you know, to your point, diet, cleaning up the diet, getting phytonutrients, as you mentioned, your guest is going to be on talking as an expert in that. Phyto means plant, so nutrient dense, plant strong. You know, there's this big war, I think, going out there that I've noticed in the food industry, I should say, this veganism versus paleo. You know, so you think the opposite thing, veganism, you know, not eating animal products, paleo seems that they're pounding the protein. I talk to people all the time about this. Listen, you got to be, no matter what you choose, it's not what you choose to don't eat, it's what you choose to eat, right?
Mm-hmm.
A plant strong, nutrient dense, getting, as you said, cruciferous vegetables, tons of greens, those phytonutrients, they will, your liver works, it is diet and supplement responsive. And so getting all of those great anti-inflammatory antioxidants in there, very, very important. I also think that milk thistle has some great studies behind it as far as being hepatoprotective, meaning it can help the liver continue to function. Glutathione as well. There are some detoxes out there. You know, I think that what I tend to tell people as far as detoxification, like a liver cleanse, is to go into those greens, talk to somebody who's knowledgeable, get one that's completely tapered for who you are. There is an ability to have them a little bit more individualized than just, having to go into the sea of products that are out there.
Sure.
But I think the liver is extremely important. I would think milk thistle would be one of the other ingredients that I would strongly recommend.
Yeah, and I mean, liver cleansing is a lifestyle. It's not a week long.
Exactly.
It's not something that comes right in a week box. I mean, those things have their place, but liver cleansing is a lifestyle. It's reducing the amount of alcohol you take in. It's reducing the amount of coffee and caffeine you take in, which both we know are stressors for the liver. It's about eating healthier food, less processed food, less fried food, organic foods, because foods that aren't organic are going to contain hormones. If they're meat or dairy products that your liver has to process, or if they're, you know, vegetables and fruits, they're going to contain pesticide residues that our liver has to process. So just cleaning up your life and cleaning up your diet. And this segues really nicely, Dr. Holly, into, you know, how do we reduce the influence of these xenoestrogens? And I mean, I've literally had shows where the entire hour is devoted to this. But maybe just some quick, guides about some of the things that tend to contain the most of it, especially with women. I mean, what is that? The statistic is like the average woman puts over 200 different chemicals on her skin every day between the shampoo and the makeup and the makeup removers and the lotions and the creams. Yeah, and they're all very much synthetic. They oftentimes contain things like BPA and phthalates, which we know are phytoestrogens or xenoestrogens. These are chemical compounds that very strongly mimic the effect of estrogen when they get to our cellular receptors. So we talk about it for a minute because, you know, you're the expert today.
Well, I think that, so I always like to give this resource. It's EWG.org. Sans, I know you know what it's about. EnvironmentalWorkingGroup.org. So I just think they've got some quick, easy resources. They've got a cosmetic database. So, hey, if you got to think about your cosmetics, you're putting on that lipstick, you're putting on things that are right by your skin. As we said, these are fat-soluble things. You can see, and then also, so awareness is everything here, because what we want to do across the board is reduce exposure wherever we can.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly eating organic foods as much as your budget will allow and as much as your the availability and the resources that will allow, you must reduce exposure wherever you can, because we're not talking about like a, I'll date myself, like a silkwood exposure to these toxins or a, you know, Chernobyl or what have you. It is everyday low level that accumulates over time. So anywhere that we can look in our home and, you know, for the last 10 years, I've been seeing, I mean, I make my own cleaning products now. You know, I have switched brands of makeup. There's tons of things that I do just to help me and my family reduce exposure along the way. And I think that's the biggest thing.
Yeah. And for God's sake, please protect your children. I mean, you know, it's like I feel like the big multinational corporations, they're basically out to, you know, destroy the endocrine and hormonal health of our kids. You get a little, you know, fancy glossy lip balm that, you know, is for my 5-year-old daughter. And it clearly says right on the back, do not consume, you know, do not eat, basically. But meanwhile, you're asking kids to put this strawberry flavored lip balm on their lips. And you know, it contains things like phthalates and other types of chemicals, artificial chemicals that we know are very, very estrogenic. And the same goes for little boys as well. I mean, it doesn't have to be limited to girls. We need to limit the amount of hormones. And that's, as we talked about and you alluded to, Dr. Holly, these xenoestrogens, these estrogens that we're getting from the environment, from hormones in our food, from pesticides, chemical residues, you know, people microwaving stuff in plastic, the BPA that was in baby bottles, all of those things. That's why the age of puberty has been bumped 2 years earlier.
It's getting too much too soon, and it's really provocative.
Yeah. So, you know, protect your kids, because little people's bodies are a lot more sensitive to the insults of toxins than adult bodies, because their liver isn't as developed and their kidneys aren't as developed to process the toxins. And just from a ratio of the exposure, the amount of exposure to their relative body weight, they have less body weight. So a similar exposure for a child to an adult, it's going to have a greater impact on the child because they just have less physical mass in their body. So protect your children, please. So we've discussed xenoestrogens. We've discussed the liver a little bit. Let's kind of finish this segment up and talk about stress. And, you know, we're going to obviously with stress, we're going to talk about the adrenals, obviously.
We are going to talk about the adrenals because, yes, they have been deemed way back when our stress glands, and they are taking a beating. And I got to tell you, I mean, it's chronic stressors that I think we just need a new definition of stress. We're not getting out of it. And they're passive. They can be passive with electromagnetic fields and, you know, sort of like our consumption of unknown genetically modified foods, but also just you name it. I mean, I talk to everybody. Everybody has an individual story, but unresolved emotional issues, financial issues, relationship issues, vocational issues, just pollution in general. You know, I noise pollution. I took myself on this amazing hike when I was in Phoenix last weekend, and these just the people that would not have their earpieces in when they've got their iPads or their phones on, and music just blaring, this like death metal music, and I was like, wait a minute, I'm on this out in nature, wanting to take a hike. Mm-hmm. And I felt myself getting like that heart racing, and so it really takes a toll. And I think one of the biggest things that we should mention, as long as we're talking about the adrenals, is they are the built-in backup system for pre- and postmenopausal hormone production. And I would say andropause as well. You know, these are the glands that step up to the plate when your ovaries and your testes take a well-deserved break. It's time to not make babies anymore. It's time to go into this lovely, I would say, more intuitive, perhaps more creative space in your life where you get to be a little bit more myopic and focused on yourself. But, you know, we have modern-day menopausal women coming to this lovely shift in society and endocrine function and in emotions and in spirit and everything, and their adrenals, these backups, they've gone right through their reserve.
Yeah.
And I think that we could probably finger that for some of the problems that we're seeing around and the symptoms we're seeing around this time.
Yeah, I mean, estimates that I've seen, it's estimated about, you know, anywhere from 70 to 80% of circulating estrogens in a woman's body after menopause are derived from the adrenals, and same with testosterone in men. So they are this super important reserve, mainly by their production of a hormone precursor called DHEA for our hormones. So if we're not taking care of them and we burn through the reserves, the likelihood of that transition being smooth is a lot less likely. In addition, you know, as you talked about earlier in the show, there's this thing that the progesterone kind of steals. So I know when I'm working with women on balancing their hormones, you know, whether it's what they came into me for, or I feel it's somehow tangentially related to the other condition they're coming in for to see me, we always talk about, you know, working with the adrenals, you know. So what are some of your, I have my top, you know, adrenal, you know, picks of herbs and nutrients that I like. But why don't you share with us some of the things that you really love using, Dr. Holly, and that you've seen success with on ways people can, you know, kind of safely support their adrenal system and manage their stress?
Yeah, usually it's three prong for me. So I actually, depending on the patient that I'm working with, a glandular-based adrenal supplement I love for overt adrenal dysregulation. So just like we have just had too much, mm-hmm. too quick, too soon, forever. And so Jacob Teitelbaum has a great, I call it a combination synergistic ingredient formula. So Adrenal Stress End, it's called.
Yeah, it's a great product.
Yeah. So that, I also, because of my comment of like, hey, we're not going to get out of these. And a lot of people have use stressors, you know, like I've got a really busy schedule, but I've got a great career and a great life. So, but I'm really busy and I travel a bit. And so that's not ever fun, right? Mm-hmm. And so there's that. I'd like to use adaptogens, things like maca or Eleutherococcus, which is Siberian ginseng, ashwagandha, holy basil, rhodiola, those adaptogens, which basically just help us emotionally, mentally, physically adapt to the stressors. And then my third thing that I think is extremely important, and it's critical for adrenal function, and this gland uses it more than any other tissue in the body, is vitamin C.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's a great triad. I have a very similar triad, and I love adding some of the B vitamins, vitamin B5 and vitamin B6 also go really well for supporting the adrenals and energy. But the glandulars, the adaptogens, which are this class of herbs that literally help our body adapt to stress, that's where they get their name. And using the nutrients, the vitamin C, the adrenals use a ton of it in addition, obviously, to the B vitamins. So that's a great triad of recommendations, and they're all very, very generally safe to use. If you have high blood pressure, you may want to be careful about some of the adaptogenic herbs, some of the ginsengs, and particularly licorice, which is also often touted as a adrenal support herb, can have a tendency to raise blood pressure in sensitive individuals. But herbs like ashwagandha and holy basil and Eleutherococcus, which is the Siberian ginseng, are very neutral with blood pressure and don't tend to be overstimulating, but at the same time supporting the body's resilience to stress. So when we come back from the break, Dr. Holly, we're going to run out of time, but we've got so many other important topics to discuss. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and I'm going to be back right after this break, so don't go anywhere.
Want to digest your food more effectively and more comfortably? You need extraordinary enzymes from Life Extension. With 12 natural enzymes that work together to support a healthy digestive system, extraordinary enzymes helps your body convert protein, fiber, and fat to energy and better absorb nutrients from the foods you eat. It also helps break down vegetables that are hard to digest. And unlike commercial supplements, it doesn't contain the amylase enzyme, which can promote unhealthy after-meal glucose spikes. So stop by Village Apothecary in Bethesda and ask for Life Extension. Extraordinary enzymes.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants, from the science of enzymatic therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probalarde from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probalarde provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probalarde is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. It is always a pleasure to be here, bringing you the latest and greatest with health and wellness. Today, we've had on the phone with me Dr. Holly Lucille. She is an author, a naturopathic doctor. She has a thriving practice out in Los Angeles, and she's been a contributor to most of the most popular alternative medicine content platforms today, including the Dr. Oz Show, The Doctor. She has a radio show on Radio MD. So, Dr. Holly, thanks for being on with us today. It's been a pleasure chatting with you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So, you know, in the last segment, we kind of finished up the discussion about these different ways of you know, addressing hormonal health, kind of these three pillars that we discussed, having to do with liver detoxification, minimizing exposure to the xenoestrogens. Xeno just means foreign. So these estrogens that are foreign to our body, mostly coming from the environment and chemicals, and then also dealing with the stress system, which vastly influences hormones. I think maybe we've talked about some key nutrients. We covered vitamin C, adaptogenic herbs, B vitamins, milk thistle, diindole methane. You know, maybe we should talk about some of the lifestyle factors a little bit if we want. What are some of the most common lifestyle recommendations, Dr. Holly, that you recommend for patients when it comes to, you know, hormonal hygiene, I guess we'll call it?
Sure. You know, I think that's one of the most important things because, you know, there are so many things I think in our lives that we don't have control over. And when it comes to our health, I think we got to get in that saddle and definitely take control over what we do have control over and modify these modifiable risk factors when it comes to hormonal issues, hormonal imbalances, and certainly potential dangerous hormonal situations like, quite honestly, cancer, infertility, you know, those things that we've been talking about. And so it's just the big three. It's diet, exercise, and lifestyle, right? So, I mean, diet, as I said, I think eating as organic as possible. That reference, the EWG, the environmentalworkinggroup.org, they also have kind of a nifty, they do a lot of work, they do a lot of research, so they've got a nifty guide called the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15. So if your access to organic produce or organic products is limited or your finances are limited, because at times they can be a little bit more expensive.
And sometimes just hard to find.
Yeah, exactly. The Clean 15, kind of like asparagus, you're okay with conventional. Just make sure you wash it. You're just fine. The Dirty Dozen, these are things that you must, like blueberries. These are things that have been researched, and the notice is that the absorption of these chemicals that are sprayed on them are so great that when you ingest them, you now take in those chemicals. Okay,
yeah.
So Dirty Dozen, Clean 15, use that as a resource.
Yeah.
Same thing with other things in your environment. So lifestyle, get used to the products that are, if they're eco-friendly, and of course we've got to watch out for the greenwashing because a lot of times marketing, I think, for companies sort of understands what consumer trends are, and so they will say something like, you know, they'll use the word green in it, and it doesn't mean it's clean.
Mm-hmm.
So take responsibility to really understand and know what are in your products, especially those that you have, you know, such contact with. So cleaning products, health and beauty aids, same thing. With your, you know, what is your lifestyle like? Do you microwave in plastics? Like, who does that anymore, right? We need to make sure that just reduce exposure wherever you can, take control where you can, modify these modifiable risk factors. It's just, that's one of the biggest things, your diet, your lifestyle, and exercise. You know, I think that it's so important. You know, as you said, Kevin, when you're looking at liver detox being a lifestyle and a daily thing, when we get things out, right, we are detoxing. So perspiration is one of those ways. Certainly we think about urination, that's a waste product, defecation, perspiration. We're moving our chi, our energy, we're moving our lymph, we're moving our circulation. Or if we exercise both from an agility perspective and a mobility perspective, so making sure that flexibility is in there, yoga-type exercises, Pilates, stretching in general, cardiovascular, great for prevention, of what? The number one killer of both men and women. And then also, if we've got some weight bearing, even if it's just our own body weight, then we've got also a preventative measure for osteoporosis, osteopenia, things like that. And so I always say consistency over intensity when it comes to exercise, well, at least for other people, because I'm a big CrossFit athlete. and intensity is pretty much always there.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think that if you can get your skin in the game and keep it there, exercise is just one of those, it's just part of that tripod of things that we take control over, that we can do to make sure that prevention is the cure and that we've got good hormonal health and good health in general. In fact, Jacob Teitelbaum was on my radio show yesterday, and he said, I want to help people die very young, late in life. And I was like, oh, that's a great goal.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. You know, not just living longer, but improving quality of life, you know, for those years. It's key, and it takes prevention to do that. You can't just step into, you know, your seventh and eighth decade and expect that if something goes wrong with your body and you haven't been taking care of it, you know, some sort of magic intervention is going to sweep in and save the day. You know, they can keep you alive and they can manage things with medications and surgeries, but especially when you're starting those interventions late in life, your body's ability to handle those interventions is a lot different than it was when your body was in its second, third, fourth, and even fifth decade. So prevention becomes the key, and, you know, exercise is, I think, the biggest key for graceful aging, maintaining muscle mass, keeping your growth hormone levels up, you know, everything that exercise does promotes and basically retards the aging process more so than anything that we have ever discovered in science or, you know, food or supplements or anything like that. And of course, you know, as you discussed, perspiration is detoxification, and exercise increases blood flow, and more blood flow to the organs, more blood flow to the brain, more blood flow to the muscles equals more, you know, circulation of nutrients to the places it needs to go and more elimination of toxins from the things that need to come out. So, you know, those are all really, really great points, Dr. Holly. Just real quick, I mean, I've just pulled up here the Dirty Dozen list. I just want to read it off to people in case they forget the website. I mean, when we're talking about the top foods that have the highest pesticide residues, we're talking apples, celery, cherry tomatoes, cucumbers, grapes, hot peppers, nectarines, imported nectarines, peaches, potatoes, spinach, strawberries, sweet bell peppers, kale and collard greens, and summer squash. So these are some foods that people really turn to for health benefits, like kale, which is the darling of like the health food world these days. You know, but if you're not buying them organic, you're going to be getting a lot of pesticide residues. And, you know, there's been good research out of even Harvard Medical School, Harvard University, telling us that if you're eating foods that are raised with pesticides, you can measure those pesticides in the urine. And when you go switch to an organic diet for like only 5 days, there's no more pesticide excretion in the urine. So these pesticides are getting in. And there was just a study that came out earlier this week linking pesticide exposure to Parkinson's disease in people that are genetically susceptible, finding anywhere up to a 6-fold increased risk of developing Parkinson's if you have this one common genetic variation be directly linked to exposure to pesticides. So cleaning up the diet does a lot more than just clearing hormone health. So, you know, clean 15 of food. So these are the cleaner ones, the ones that if they're not organic, you're probably going to be okay. Asparagus, avocados, cabbage, cantaloupe, corn, eggplant, grapefruit, kiwi, mangoes, mushrooms, onions, papayas, pineapples, sweet peas, and sweet potatoes. So there's just a general list. All right, Dr. Holly, I think we're about out of time. How do you want to wrap this up today?
Well, I think it's such a great, I think, first of all, I want to wrap it up by telling people that they got to keep listening to you every week, because I think you give great information, the breadth of knowledge that you have. And people need to keep understanding that, you know, I always have this saying, when it comes to your PCP, your primary care provider, who should be that? And I say, each and every person should be primarily in charge of providing care for themselves, mm-hmm. right? At the end of the day, that's where it's at. Certainly, we want to partner with our practitioners, but if we can really empower people to understand, not just there's so much knowledge out there. I mean, we're all talking heads, but facilitate understanding simplify it so they can own their choices and their health care, that's what really wakes me up in the morning and really gets me going.
Yeah, it's a great message to end on. For people that want to learn more about Dr. Holly, they can visit her website at drhollylucille.com. You can order her book, Creating and Maintaining Balance, A Woman's Guide to Safe Natural Hormonal Health, which really highlights most of the topics we discussed today. So, Dr. Holly, it was just an absolute pleasure to have you on the show today. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Kevin, thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. All right, everybody, that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Dr. Kevin Pacero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, wishing you all the best of luck, best of health and luck, and looking forward to talking to you all in a couple weeks. Take care. Bye-bye.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
GovEvents.com is your one-stop shop for government and military events worldwide. With hundreds of event organizers posting their government and military-related conferences, trade shows, expos, webcasts, and more, you'll save time and energy using GovEvents to find events to attend, exhibit, or sponsor. Search for government and military events by date, location, keyword, organizer, or focus. It's free, so join today. GovEvents.com. That's GovEvents.com.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics, Federal News Radio, and federalnewsradio.com.
AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. An AP check of some 1,000 Defense Department records concerning accusations of sexual assault on U.S. bases in Japan shows a system that appears to be